On today's show, Volkswagen gets some good news about its diesels, Honda reveals the ideal seating position to make a car feel sporty, and GM and FCA post their latest financial numbers. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show produced exclusively for those who want a better understanding of what's going on in the global automotive industry. Well, Volkswagen just got some good news regarding its diesel scandal. Reuters reports that the EPA and the California Air Resources Board have approved a fix for SUVs equipped with its 3-liter diesel. This means the company will not have to buy back around 38,000 vehicles, and that's going to save it at least $1 billion. Older models will get software and hardware updates, while newer models only need software fixes. Volkswagen is still waiting for a fix to be approved for its passenger cars with that 3-liter diesel. Yesterday, we showed you a new purpose-built taxi from Toyota that it developed for the Japanese market. Now it's created a new service to help taxi drivers in Tokyo to avoid traffic backups. Available through its TC smartphone navigation app, it alerts drivers about congestion, including lane-specific information. It analyzes driving video and vehicle data from the company's Translog driving recorder that's installed in 500 taxis in the Tokyo area. And if users want more detail about an affected area, they can tap the display to pop up a photograph. Toyota will begin a trial service in Tokyo starting next spring. Hey, is it possible to make a car hack-proof? We'll show you the latest attempt right after this.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by Hyundai, better drives us.
One of the reasons why crossovers and SUVs sell so well is that people like sitting up higher. In the industry, the term is having a higher hip point, or H point. But with the new Accord, Honda went in the other direction. It lowered the H point, but it also lowered the heel point. Junie Yamano, the chief engineer on the Accord, says that the key to delivering a sporty feel in driving a car is getting the proper relationship between the hip point and the heel point. The seating position on the Accord was lowered by 25 millimeters, while the heel point was lowered by 15 millimeters. Honda calls this oneness so that the driver feels one with the car. And hey, don't forget to join us for AutoLine After Hours this Thursday. It's going to be all about the Accord. We'll have Ray Mikichuk, who heads up sales for Honda, and Steve Rodriguez, who will talk all about how they manufacture that car. And here's your chance to take a deep dive into all the new features on the all-new Accord. You know, people are sure scared of hackers taking control of their cars, so Continental and Argus Cybersecurity are showing how they can harden a vehicle to make it harder for hackers. It starts at the component level, making sure all the modules have protection built into them. From there, the system monitors the vehicle to detect any intrusions. If it detects a command or something that doesn't make any sense, it'll block that command. On top of that, a security center will receive continuous health reports from the vehicle. Big data analytics will review threats and patterns to ensure an entire fleet of vehicles is not at risk. If there is, an over-the-air software update with a security patch will be sent to the vehicles. It then triple checks the update to make sure it's coming from the security center and installs the new patch. The auto industry knows it cannot make a hack-proof car, but with early detection and quick mitigation, it can frustrate hackers and minimize any attacks. GM and FCA posted their latest earnings, and there's a lot to learn from the numbers, and that is coming up next. General Motors and FCA reported their third quarter earnings this morning, and here's our report card on how they perform. We'll start with GM. It sold 2.2 million vehicles worldwide from July through September, about the same as last year. But these numbers include Opel, whose sales are down 70% since GM sold its European operations to PSA. GM's revenue came to just over $33 billion, but that's down nearly 14%, which is mostly due to downtime in North America as the company worked on reducing its heavy inventory of vehicles. It posted an operating profit of just under $2 billion, a big drop from a year ago, and it earned a net income of only $100 million. That's down nearly 96% from last year. That was mainly due to a $2.3 billion charge related to taxes regarding the sale of Opel. And here's our AutoLine insight. On the face of it, this looks like a terrible quarter for General Motors, but the stock market will probably react favorably to the news. GM is now profitable in all global segments for the first time in a long time. And once it gets the Opel sale behind it, it's going to put a lot more money to the bottom line. And because the stock price is a reflection of how the market thinks it will perform in the future, it will likely keep GM's stock price moving up. Okay, now let's turn to FCA. It sold 1.1 million vehicles worldwide, the same as last year, but the company is drastically reducing its fleet sales in the U.S. market, which are down to 11% of total sales versus the 21% of last year. The company brought in 26 billion euros, that's down 2%, but its earnings before interest and taxes came to 1.7 billion euros, and that's up 17%. And it posted a net profit of 910 million euros. That's up 50% from a year ago. FCA's industrial debt level actually increased slightly due to foreign exchange, and that's going to complicate the company's goal of eliminating that debt by the end of next year. One thing that is clear from these numbers, though, is how heavily dependent FCA is on North America. Two-thirds of its operating profit come from NAFTA. Anyway, that brings us to the end of today's show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.